You're listening to FM 1027 CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario. We are online at radiowaterloo.ca. This program is a part of the Local Journalism Initiative Grant Program. This is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and CKMS Newsroom. You can access the recording of this show on radiowaterloo.ca/news or on the National Local Journalism Initiative website at canada-info.ca. I'm your host, Charisse Alishaw, reporting for CKMS Newsroom. The COVID-19 pandemic has been a stressor on the mental health of many people around the world and right here in the Waterloo region. Government restrictions on many social, economic, and political activities has affected people in many negative ways, and mental health has been front and center in many discussions of the impacts. CAMH is a center for addictions and mental health in Ontario. According to their website, it is normal to be feeling increased levels of stress and anxiety due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, as social gathering restrictions and economic shutdowns have remained in place for longer than governments first anticipated. The activities and coping strategies you relied on to get through the past year may not be working as well as they used to. They also state that Canada was already in the midst of a mental health crisis prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic has both magnified and added to this crisis. Our federal and provincial governments in Canada have also recognized the toll that the pandemic is taking on people's mental health and have made additional supports and resources available. Today we speak with Kelly Mave, a resident of the Waterloo region who was diagnosed with complex post-traumatic stress disorder, also known as CPTSD. We discuss how the pandemic has affected Kelly's mental health and some of the coping mechanisms she has employed as the pandemic has progressed. Hi, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm good, Charisse. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good. So how do you feel that the pandemic has affected your mental health?
Good question. So I think it really has taken a toll on my mental health. And I guess I'll just give you a background of information. So pretty much I suffer from complex post-traumatic stress disorders. So I feel with this pandemic, it was kind of like it overwhelmed me even more because of that. So I feel like it was definitely a heavier time for me because I was already challenged with my own personal challenges. And then with the pandemic on top of things, it really took a toll on me, I would say.
Exactly. So in what ways has, you know, what aspects of the pandemic have been more detrimental to your mental health? Like, is it the isolation? Is it the staying at home? Like, what is it that really gets to you? And what is it that you feel is more detrimental to your mental health?
Yeah, I think in the beginning of the pandemic, everything was so new. So it was the mask wearing. It was like this sense of not knowing, you know, like the limited amount of people going to the grocery store, having to line up, like just all this, like our new reality and having to adjust was really challenging. And then once that kind of, you know, started, you know, we all hoped in the beginning it wasn't going to last very long. But as it continued on, it was like the reality hit more and more of how serious this virus is. And so that definitely also started to take a toll because here we are a year and a bit later and we're still kind of dealing with this. So it was the reality that normal wasn't going to return back anytime soon that really also made it really challenging. I would say definitely the isolation. Now, mind you, I already had a lifestyle of not going out as much in the last little while because of my mental health, but I feel the extra limitation definitely took a toll for sure because, you know, just going out whenever and not having to worry about, you know, lockdowns and whatnot, just having the choice makes it a lot more tolerable and being told you can't. Was definitely stifling, and the isolation for sure, you know, and just even like taking walks in nature. I remember last year, some nature trails were closed off and that was really stressful and it felt very devastating at the same time because nature is where we feel better, is where we kind of seek peace and balance, and to have these trails closed really took a toll as well. So it was definitely a lot of things for sure, and having to adjust more. And I find with the pandemic, even the things we do enjoy doing took extra effort. It was like everything became a burden, and that's what I felt. Everything, even things I enjoy, I didn't want to do anymore. And then the things that I had to do took extra effort. And even the things I still kind of do that I enjoy, which is not as often, that took much more effort and energy, which, let's face it, when you're dealing with a pandemic and your mental health is being triggered, your energies are not as like, I know my energy, my vitality went really downhill. And just the stresses of it all, you know, I think all of us are going through, whether we already have a predisposition to post-traumatic stress disorder or whether we've never had it, I think everyone is starting to has experienced some form of post-traumatic stress disorder during this pandemic for sure.
Exactly. It's how do you feel that you've had to adapt or shift your perspective or your mental health in order to be in a more positive space?
So since the pandemic began, I definitely increased my sessions with my therapist. So I actually went through a couple different therapists actually since the pandemic started. I'm on my third, and I was really sure that if the fit wasn't good after a while, to keep trying, because I wasn't going to work with a therapist that that I didn't feel I was getting any improvement with, or even just, you know, that relationship is really important. And so I didn't give up. I just kept trying. And then I about a month and a half ago, I found a new therapist, and it's going really, really well. So I feel like my dedication to my mental health and seeking therapy has been my number one focus in helping my mental health for sure. And I actually went on medication for the first time when COVID first began. I was not really a fan of medication. I mean, I had tried them like many, many moons ago in my early 20s, for a very brief time, and I just swore off them. And so because of how burnt out I was, and because of how just not only burnt out, but I was just literally tapped out of everything and just in complete fight or flight. So I knew I had to change that. And so I decided to with talking to my doctor, decided to try antidepressants, anti-anxiety medication. And so I tried a couple, and one's working okay. I'm still on a very low dose. So for me, as a sensitive person, I've had to really be mindful of how I take this medication, but it really has humbled me for sure, because you know, for a long time I went without. And I think this pandemic and everything else, you know, including my own challenges, I felt that this was a good thing to do, even just for now, right? It doesn't have to be permanent, but for now I feel it's very important that I continue taking my low dose of Zoloft and my low dose of anti-anxiety. I can't pronounce the prescription, so I won't. But yeah, that, you know, and for me, my cats, so I adopted two cats last summer, and I really feel like they were a godsend, because at that time I was going through a lot of personal challenges on top of COVID, and my cats really brought a new life for me. They gave me new purpose, you know, taking care of them and feeding them and loving them and cuddling them. Like, that really has helped me a lot, and I feel like it's changed me as a person. So I've had my cats for almost a year now, and they are such a blessing. So I'm really grateful for that. It made staying at home a lot easier. And yeah, just that companionship and that unconditional love was really healing during this time.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. I really, really appreciate you sharing, you know, your experience with psychotherapist and therapist, because it's very important. Like in this world, where a lot of us seek therapy and a lot of, more of us will be seeking therapy because of the pandemic, it's important to note that, you know, the first therapist may not always be the right one for you. And it's always good to, if you don't feel comfortable with one, to move on to the next. And it's okay to do that. There's a big stigma around people needing a therapist and sticking with one that doesn't work and them not liking their therapist. So, you know, it's really good that you got into, that you told us that you tried different therapists and tried different options, which was awesome. And it removes a lot of the stigma surrounding that. Also, speaking about medication is awesome because a lot of us have become more depressed since the pandemic and have been experiencing a lot more anxiety. You know, having a psychiatrist or a doctor and seeking medication to help is a big thing right now too. And it's becoming more acceptable to be on these. It's acceptable to be on these meds and, you know, removing the stigma from taking mental health medications and, you know, even having a mental health condition is becoming more and more amazing in this world. And we're learning to be more accepting of everything, especially since this pandemic, since we're all experiencing it now.
Most definitely.
Exactly. What would you suggest to another community member who is struggling with their mental health during the pandemic?
Yeah, for me, I would say stick to the basics. You know, for me, I've really had to learn over these last few years not to put too much on my plate. Even if I'm bored, even if I feel isolated, I need to keep my mind busy. I mean, everyone's different. I know you, Charisse, you are a powerhouse, but for someone like myself, I really have to be mindful of how much energy I'm exerting and what I and the responsibilities I'm putting on my plate. Because, oh yeah, here's another thing that I forgot to add. The last question, I actually went on a leave of absence through work when COVID began. So right around COVID began, I got really, really sick. And I normally don't get sick to that capacity. My immune system is, you know, thank God, really, really good considering that I suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder and I'm constantly in stress a lot of time in my life. But I usually have a strong immune, you know, I try to take care of myself, taking my vitamins, minerals, and eating a healthy diet, but somehow, you know, with the stresses of my work, personal life, and then COVID hit, it wasn't planned, but that's when I got really, really sick. And then that's when I went on leave of absence through work. And I've been really focused on just taking care of myself and seeking that help through therapy and taking medication and really, going back to the basics, you know, like just doing what I can and not pushing myself to do any more than I am capable of, like really being in tune with my energy levels and where my thoughts are. Cause I notice, even last night, I think I pushed myself a little too hard yesterday doing a couple of things and I felt depleted. I felt that affecting my mental health. So I had to remind myself, okay, it's cause I pushed myself too much. So now I need the rest and I need to give myself permission to just chill out. Even though I feel like I'm not being productive or I should be doing more or whatever the case may be. So sticking to the basics and, you know, going outside and even just putting your feet on Mother Earth, you know, grounding yourself, taking a breath of fresh air and really highlighting what is going well in your life, despite everything going wrong. Now, I know some people are in much worse situations than I am. I can't even imagine, you know, with the lockdowns and, you know, small businesses and people who have children and families to feed, my hearts definitely go out to them. And for me, it's been really important to look at the silver lining to this and saying, well, you know what, I was already suffering. My mental health was already suffering before this pandemic began. And yeah, even though it definitely exaggerated it a little more, it's given me that permission to say, you know what, I'm going to stop and really focus on my mental health since the world is shutting down anyway. I can go internal, I can go inside, I can go inward, and I can just take it easy and do the work necessary to get back on track physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I've been doing a little workouts here at home now and then. And I mean, mind you, I haven't the last month, almost 2 months, just because, you know, my mental health's up and down. So, but I mean, I try to do stretches, a little bit of yoga, anything just to keep my body moving. You know, and some days you won't want to, and that's okay. But like when you can muster the strength, you know, do it for your body, drinking lots of water and yeah, petting my cats and that, but yeah, whatever whatever simple pleasures, you know, you can do to help the day go by faster, or not faster, but easier. And just seeking that sense of space where you can focus on and harness on the good things and what is going well in your life.
Exactly. Thank you. Those are all amazing suggestions, and we will all appreciate that. I know that I've been trying to spend more time outside and, you know, go for walks because I need to get myself moving. So those are amazing, and taking it easy and just focusing on the simple things that make you happy. That's amazing. Do you have any other general mental health, happiness, and or wellness tips for our listeners? Just in terms of, you know, dealing with your mental health and the pandemic.
Yeah, laughter is the best medicine. I think when we had when our third lockdown happened here in Ontario, it really, I don't know what it was about it. You think I'd be used to it by now because we've been in this for the last year and a half, but that third lockdown really shook me. And I definitely went through another emotional nervous breakdown. I feel I did. And I was really struggling, and during that time, I was reminded to continue finding reasons to laugh, you know, despite it all, right? Sitting outside in the sun, even just for 2 minutes, because when you're in that space, like when you're in that space of despair or just defeat or helplessness or hopelessness, which, you know, people with complex post-traumatic disorder frequently feel, and that's what I was feeling really heavily not too long ago. I was like, what's the point to, I remember telling my friend, what's the point to sitting on the sun? It's not changing my circumstances. I still feel like, you know, and my friend reminded me just a little bit of this, just a little bit of these actions, even though you may not be feeling the immediate gratification or the immediate benefit, will serve you in the long run. And so I took on his advice. Normally I don't like to be told what to do, but I took that advice and I just sat outside and just soaked the sun, even though I was miserable and so unhappy and just so stressed out. I sat in the sun for a couple minutes. And I looked to company and conversations that would make me laugh, trying to see the lighter side of things. And so laughter and soaking the sun and, you know, petting my cats, giving them love, anything that can get me out of my head and just be in the present moment, really, really helps. Because, you know, when we're like in these times with the pandemic, it's like we're just running on like fight or flight. Like a lot of us are just kind of like, we're not even aware of our surroundings. We're just on survival mode. That's a huge, another thing that I've been noticing, like even at the grocery store, people going down the wrong way in the wrong aisles, people getting offended, people definitely becoming a lot more short-fused and just impatient. So I feel like that doing these exercises, you know, doing these little things can help you stay in the present moment, so you're not projecting too much on the future and all these worries are just getting so caught up in, you know, the energies around us. Like even going out in public can be stressful, even going grocery shopping can be stressful now, but just taking that time to come back to the present moment and just seek those simple pleasures. I mean, when the COVID first began, I remember eating ice cream for breakfast and I gave myself permission to do so. So whatever you need to do to just savor the moment, I mean, within, you know, within reason and within, not overdoing it, obviously, but every now and then, you know, I allowed myself to eat ice cream for breakfast and I didn't feel guilty about it because I knew exactly what was going on and I wanted that comfort, and it worked for a little bit. I mean, I only did it a couple times, but it did the trick.
Exactly. Whatever makes you happy in that moment, right? And whatever works for you. You need to give
Yeah.
yourself permission to make yourself happy in whatever way or shape or form that takes.
Yeah.
Yes. So those are all amazing tips. Thank you so much for sharing those with us. And I just want to thank you so much for sharing your story. And I want to let you know that, you know, it's amazing that you wanted to share with us your time and your struggle with your mental health in the pandemic. And I wanted to let you know that you're not alone, because there's lots of others out there right now that are struggling in the community with their mental health. And
I also want to add one more thing, just anything, like even having a creative outlet, you know, just something that you can, that can really get you to focus on the present moment, is something that could be like such medicine and so beneficial. And I think this time has allowed us to slow down and really tap into ourselves, whether it's through journaling, painting, music, you know, creating, whatever it is. And I think that's really important. Mind you, I haven't done too much of creating, but I've been really taking things in and learning a lot more about mental health and CPTSD and just the pandemic, and just, and becoming informed, you know, because I know there's a lot of, you know, there's so much division in these opinions that are going around, you know, whether to take the vaccine, whether or not. And I think that's really been a struggle for a lot of us. And just to remind ourselves that no matter what, you know, we're all on our own individual journey. We have to do what works for us and not to get too caught up in other people's opinions or, you know, whatever. And I know some people feel better, feel more peace of mind taking the vaccine, while others do not. And I think it's important that we honor everyone's choices to what is best for them at this time, because everyone has different needs and different opinions and perception. And just to keep yourself informed, but not to get too caught up in all the details, and just really tune into your intuition and just, you know, take time to feel out what's best for you. I think that's really important at this time.
Thank you so much for sharing your story once again. It's been amazing. Thank you for sharing your coping tips and your strategies and the ways that you've learned how to cope and deal. And, you know, I know that this will help change numerous lives within our community. So thank you. We appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
If you or anyone you know is struggling with their mental health and this pandemic, there is help. Here 24/7 is an organization that can help refer you to resources that you may need within your community. Also, you can dial 211 in Ontario from any phone and get access to resources within your community. I'm your host, Charisse Ali Shaw, reporting for CKMS Newsroom. You've been listening to an interview with Kelly Maeve about her experiences with mental health and how it's been affected by the pandemic. From CKMS Newsroom, FM 102.7. Check out our archived and other episodes on radiowaterloo.ca/news or on Twitter at Radio Waterloo. Send us an email at news@radiowaterloo.ca to get in touch about ideas for stories and comments. Once again, my name is Charisse Ali Shaw, and I was your host for this program on CKMS Newsroom, Radio Waterloo.